Hi, Marty. Yeah, so like you said, not St. Harp's night, unfortunately, for them. It's a long trip back to Donegal. The final score going here, 4-1. Cove Ramblers took the lead early on to Liam Kervick. James O'Leary also on the score sheet. So it was 2-1 at the break. And in fairness to Harp, they were well in the game at that stage. The second half, however, completely belonged to the home side. They came out straight from the second half and they had a great chance early on to Charlie Lyons. So he made it 3-1. Liam Kervick had a man-of-the-match display, the on-loan Waterford star, and he scored his second of the night to make it 4-1. At that stage, it seemed to be curtains for Harp. They pushed and pushed towards the end of the game, but in fairness, the result was never in doubt at that stage. So it's a long trip back to Donegal for Finn Harps. Next up for them is a trip to Bray Wanderers next Friday. So they dropped to 9th in the table. As for Cove, however, they're up to 3rd now and they're in flying form ahead of a Munster derby next week against Waterford. So a full-time score here in St. Colman's Park. It's finished Cove Ramblers 4, Finn Harps 1.